Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
You are not a priority for them, and you know it. But you're hanging on because you're hoping if you just put in enough time, if they just get to see you a little bit longer, if you can just gain a little bit more traction, a few more conversations, doing things they like, being with them, showing them how cool you are, how intelligent you are, how great you are in bed. If you can just get a little more time, that maybe they'll put you as a priority. And maybe you're not the only one they're seeing. And you know that, or you suspect it. But you are staying in this game because, I'm going to ask you why. Because why? What are you aiming to get from this person? What do you imagine in your mind they will give you in the future if you can just hang in there long enough? Hey there, Susan Winter. I've done a lot of videos on not feeling like a priority. And years ago, I did one begging people to not be okay with not being a priority. When you start to feel really uncomfortable, disrespected, dishonored, cast aside, the last thing that is important to them, and yet you're with them, you're sleeping with them, and you're investing in them, and you're investing in hope and the possibility of a future, and you've got this whole dream in your mind, and you're doing all the work, and you're not getting anywhere with them, and you feel diminished. My question is, like, why are you trying to be okay with that? If you like yourself, you're going to have those feelings bubble up to the surface that you're going to then have to repress, because your conscious mind is going to come in and say, but wait, if you play this game and you can hold out, you can be cool enough to not attach too much, don't act like you're insecure, just be cool, treat them like, oh yeah, you're one of many, I've got so many people that I've got in line. If you can just play the game, you'll capture them, because we see that sometimes in movies. The one that's hard to get, the one that knows they're not a priority. You're trying to up your game. You're trying to play some game with them. I don't know what you're doing. You're watching a ton of videos, trying to figure out how to capture them, but you're not a priority. And all the time, yourself, your inner self, your higher self is, hey, this doesn't feel good. Push it down. This doesn't make you cool. It doesn't make you modern. It doesn't make you go with the flow. You're actually ignoring your inner guidance that says, something doesn't feel right, and I know I deserve a lot better. But you're not going to get a lot better from the position you're in now. The minute you decide to vote for yourself, everything in that relationship will change. Hopefully, you're not even infatuated with the idea of that situation, but the thing that hooks you is the game to capture them, maybe. I don't know how much of it's the game for you, but it's the dream of what you believe this person has the capacity to give you that they are not. You are trying to win this thing. Is it resources? Is it lifestyle? Is it their love? Is it that they're so hot you just want to possess them? What are you doing there? Be honest with yourself. Why are you putting yourself through this? What is the long game that you're willing to play and sacrifice your self-esteem and well-being in the process? Because until you figure that one out, you're not really free. I've talked to you about the dream, how you make this fantasy life of what you think this person's going to give you, and they can be the catalyst for your dream. But if they are not biting the bait, they're not participatory, they're not in it with you equally as a partner, they're not the one. And you're actually eroding your self-esteem and therefore destroying your chances with somebody who is ready, willing, and able to give you exactly what it is you want, because you are an energetic match for that, because you like yourself. And they prioritize the person who likes themselves. because you actually have boundaries around your time and what you're willing to give, because you value your time and what you have to give. And therefore, they reciprocate with valuing your time, and they value the attention and time that you give them. And that is how this thing works. So when we're on our back foot, begging for them to be wanting us, you have already lost the game. Don't think putting in more time is going to make it any better. It's going to make you feel worse, and then you're going to have more work to do. If they're not prioritizing you and they've had a nice enough time to get to know who you are, don't let them test drive you anymore. Get out. Reconfigurate what you're doing. Be really honest with yourself. Why was I doing this to myself? What did I want to get? Write it down. Be very clear. I wanted this, 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 and this. How else can you get that? Maybe about being a person who matches that vibration, who matches that energy. So this is exactly how we do it. Never get comfortable being a non-priority. It's not going to elevate you to the priority position in time. You're there because you've already set the energy that you belong there. Doesn't mean that's what you are. It's what that person sees you radiate. Do you get it? You change yourself, everything in this composition changes. If you want to know how to do that, you need to have a consult. Susan Winter at SusanWinter.net. This should be giving you a lot of information to start out. But don't hesitate. Don't suffer in silence. Don't wonder what to do. Don't ask five of your friends that give you conflicting information. Utilize coaches, myself, or somebody else that you trust, or your therapist. But go to somebody, get yourself sorted, and start again so that you have a chance at the love that you deserve and being the priority that you deserve to be in somebody's life. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. And if you want to catch this and hear it streaming, check out my podcast, The Susan Winter Show, streaming on all platforms. You can write to me, contact page, SusanWinter.net. Go to the Q&A, and I read those on my live show. I sometimes do videos. Other times, I will just simply read them out loud on my podcast. Thank you, and I wish you the very best.